Sean Crossland, whose office provides services for students in the Salt Lake Community College system, calls the change overdue.
It's unfortunate that pandemic had to make more visible what a lot of us have known for a long time, and that there's a ton of college students that are really hungry and experiencing food insecurity on a regular basis.
Crossland says students who qualify for other types of financial assistance should be able to get SNAP benefits as well, although the change is only temporary. He advises contacting their school's financial aid office for more information on how to apply. Crossland says many students work one or more jobs to support their families when they're not in classes. So the immediate challenge is to get the word to students about the expanded SNAP benefits and help them apply.
It's hard for me to know what the immediate impact will be, because for so long it has been something that students have just understood as something that they can't get because they're students.
The average monthly SNAP benefit for an individual is about $140 and around $500 for a family of four. Crossland believes the federal government should make access to SNAP benefits permanently available for needy students.
This opens up a bigger conversation that we can have, not just in terms of pandemic response, but in terms of what it means to be a college student. To me, it seems like a no-brainer that this would be a permanent change, but now it's only a temporary expansion.
The extension of benefits for college students is only in effect until 30 days after the federal COVID-19 public health emergency is lifted. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.